Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Incident in the church in Tremor dominating a lot of the front pages. Of course, now we know a man in his 30s has been charged in connection with a serious assault at a church in Tremor in Waterford. At the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, stabbed as she said rosary, and the front of the Irish Daily Star says a woman is in intensive care after a man stabbed her as she said prayers at her local church yesterday. And this was just before 10 o'clock mass at Holy Cross Church in Tremor. The Irish Daily Mail on the front page says that there could be some staffing issues in the Gardaí because the Deputy Garda Commissioner responsible for security during Ireland's EU presidency is to quit her role and will leave the job in November. Now, we have the presidency of the EU until the end of December, until the new year, but Shauna Coxon, who's Deputy Commissioner, informed the force yesterday of her intention to retire, which has now sparked what has been described as a major headache for the government and on Garda Síochána. Shauna Coxon, by the way, from Canada and holds this very senior role in the Gardaí, and she led the country's security preparedness for the hosting of the EU presidency, but she's retiring or leaving the force in November, which then leaves November right up until the end of December, where the officer in charge of security is to quit the role. So that's a bit of a headache, I'm sure. The Irish Times says the Dublin criminal courts face possible shutdown for 5 days this week and next week. This is all over this row, and it's increasingly becoming quite a bitter, nasty row over the criminal legal aid payments model for the district courts. And this row is escalating. Solicitor sources say they expect the action in Dublin will be mirrored by criminal defence solicitors in other courts around the country, and they're withdrawing their services today and tomorrow and then for 3 days next week. And what that could mean is disruption of court lists, which are already logging a backlog because there's been adjournments because there's no solicitors to do the cases. But the row is continuing, and the Irish Times says that the shutdown could happen over several days this week and next week. Irish Examiner on the front page, mini cabinets giving councillors more power are to be established in every local authority in the country. So we took away the power from a lot of county councillors. Now we're giving them more power. It's a major shake-up of local democracy. Next, they'll be bringing back town councils, the way things are going. Councillors are going to get devolved powers, including budgetary oversight mechanisms that will allow them curb the power of unelected executives and managers. So the councils are going to become more financially independent through tourist taxes and congestion charges, and we're going to see a rebalancing of powers away from the council officials and towards elected councillors. For a time, we didn't want to give them power. Now we do, apparently. That's what the Examiner says. They've had a look at this report on local democracy, and there's a task force which is giving the government a report on this. The Irish Independent says RTE's best paid staff are now all executives. So it's not the talent anymore who are earning the most money in RTE, although we don't use the word talent anymore, we just say presenters, but it's not the presenters or the talent who are getting the most money, it's the executives. RTE's executives have dominated the broadcasters' earning league tables. 9 of last year's top 10 earners coming from management. The 10th was Claire Byrne, who was in the top bracket before she left for News Talk. So no presenter is going to feature in the top 10 next year. It's all the suits. It's all the executives. And RTE's money and funding is going to be discussed by a committee, I think, today at Leinster House. Elsewhere inside the papers, we have figures on drink driving. Quite shocking figures. The youngest driver arrested of driving under the influence last year was 14 years of age, and the oldest was 95. This is the annual report from the Medical Bureau of Road Safety. One driver was arrested 6 times on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. the youngest female driver. So we had a 14-year-old boy arrested for driving under the influence. The youngest female driver was 16, arrested on suspicion of driving while intoxicated. And the highest alcohol level found in a blood test was 450 mg per 100 mil. That would be 9 times the legal limit for licensed drivers. And Dennis Cusack, who's director of the Medical Bureau for Road Safety, says the concern and real public danger around repeat and high-risk intoxicated driving offenders had not been addressed legislatively in the judicial process. Also, a lot of people being caught on the roadside test with cocaine in their system as well as alcohol. So we have a big problem here in this country, it would seem. Staying with alcohol, there's a problem in Cork with drink spiking. The Examiner says a well-known solicitor is urging people to be wary on nights out in Cork after a family friend was spiked while celebrating. Patrick Horan said a friend's daughter collapsed while on a night out in Cork at the start of this month, and she'd been celebrating a friend's engagement and she'd been drinking water in the pub when she collapsed. And a doctor who was on the premises raised the alarm. The woman was quite groggy from the incident, and she has recovered physically but not obviously psychologically. She's been left quite traumatised by it, and the solicitor Patrick Horan says it's a big problem in Cork, clearly a problem, bigger issue than I thought. These people are out there and they're targeting women and they're looking for any vulnerability whatsoever. So there's another warning on drink spiking, and there are now calls for standalone legislation on drink spiking. It's clearly a problem there. Perhaps the person who spiked this woman's drink thought she was drinking vodka or something like that, probably didn't realise she was drinking water, which meant it was instantly identifiable that something is very, very wrong here. You can read more about that shocking case in the Examiner. Now, in the Mail, women need a break and they need me time. And I was saying this in the office this morning, and every woman in the office here said absolutely they could do with 2 hours a day of me time. So this is new research which shows that an average of 2 hours and 15 minutes alone time each day would help women properly rest and recharge. However, they can't get the 2 hours because their partner is always there and is always around. A study of 2,000 women revealed that the 2 hours and 15 minutes was the amount of me time that women need. 41% of women surveyed need time completely alone every day, and that compares with 32% of men. But 83% of women say they struggle to get any alone time during the day because their partners are always around, and probably the kids as well and things like that. Now, one final story for you comes from The Eye, and this is about camping. And 70% of people surveyed love camping and 30% absolutely hate it. I would be in the latter camp. I can't imagine anything worse than going camping and pitching a tent. But new research finds that Gen Z is leading the camping craze. 83% of Gen Z's love sleeping out in a tent. Over 60s are the least likely to swap their home comforts for a sleeping bag. The things people don't like about camping: putting the tent up when it's raining, that's number one. That's followed by having to go to the toilet in the middle of the night, then waking up to find it's raining inside your tent. Also, that dew in the morning underneath you is never pleasant as well. Showering in the cold, bugs crawling in the tent, getting bitten by bugs, packing up the tent in the rain, shivering after forgetting to bring a sleeping bag, trying to dry your wet clothes, and fear of the tent being blown away by the wind. They're all the things people hate about camping. I can't imagine anything worse, but apparently young people love it. It is a cheaper way to do a holiday, in fairness. Now, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.